The state coroner has ordered an inquest to be held into the death of Dr. Karen Marlowe, who was found dead inside her Moffat Beach home in May 2008. The 52-year-old had suffered a knife wound to the chest, which was originally ruled a suicide. A decision to reopen the case was made following an investigation by the Courier-Mail, which raised concerns about the investigation into her death and inconsistencies with evidence. Victims of domestic and family violence and witnesses will soon have a secure area to wait at Maroochydore Courthouse. A new safe room is one of a number of improvements set to be made at the courthouse as part of a $5 million investment from the state government. Member for Maroochydore and Minister for Women, Fiona Simpson, says the room will have direct access to a courtroom, providing a secure space for vulnerable visitors.
It gives them a safe room where they can be before the court hearing, where they don't have to be in the same area as the alleged perpetrator. It also just improves security for everybody. So this is a very much welcome upgrade to a very busy Maroochydore courthouse.
Construction is set to begin in the coming weeks and be finished by mid next year. Lifesavers are warning us to swim between the flags this summer. Queensland has recorded 11 drownings since July, two of them on the Sunshine Coast just last month. While last year Queensland hit a five-year drowning record of 21, 80% of those were swimmers in unpatrolled areas. Last weekend, 10 people were rescued from beaches across the coast. And Andrew Wallace is kicking off his annual Tour de Fisher this morning, cycling to 14 towns over 3 days.
It's not ideal to be doing it in summer, but this year has been such a crazy busy year. We've unfortunately had to leave it to the last part, but look, I'm really looking forward to meeting lots of Sunshine Coast locals and local business people, talking to them about the issues that matter to them the most, from cost of living to energy issues to national security and everything in between.
This morning, Mr. Wallace will cycle from Mullaney to Biwa and then from Narimba to Pelican Waters this afternoon.